Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson. It's a payday Friday. It's a weekend.
Well, sound excited.
I am excited. I am excited.
Yay!
Just had a little talk with the boss.
About what?
I can't take a joke.
You let him get in your head too much.
Hey, go ahead, ask your provocative question.
Wait, what?
Ask your provocative question.
I think you're rubbing off on me. I forgot.
About the Coors.
Yes. Yes, very provocative. Okay. So we're just talking about core three players, right? The Giants have identified theirs, Adamas, Chapman, Devers, and obviously the Warriors have their core of Curry, Butler, and Green. If I asked you over the next five seasons, which core you'd rather have, who would it be?
The Giants. The Giants core.
Now, why is that?
Because I view the Warriors core as far more short term in all likelihood. Like when you say next 5 years, I'll give you Curry plays three or four. I don't know. You know, we might be talking about Draymond and Butler not even being around, right?
Sure.
Now, I could factor in, okay, next 5 years, how do I judge the Warriors' three-man core in 5 years? You know what? Curry's still playing, not at the highest level, but and Draymond's no longer under contract, and neither's Butler. Okay, so what'd you do with that money? You know what I mean? Like, I don't necessarily view when those two guys come off the books in 2 years that it has to be a bad thing. Maybe there's opportunity from that. Having said all that, I like the idea of these guys have to be able to play for 3 or 4 years on the Giants. You know what I mean? I mean, the problem would be is after 4 years, they're where the Warriors' core is now. That would be a problem, if you know what I mean.
But I think the Warriors are still in a position to win. Like, in five seasons, Chapman will have 1 year left, Adamas will have two, and Devers will have three. I don't think those players are going to be at the position the Warriors are now, where, like, the Warriors, I think, could make the playoffs. In fact, I do think they'll make the playoffs next year. I don't know if in 5 years, Chapman at age 37, Adamas at age 34, 35, and Devers 33, 34 are going to have the Giants in perennial playoff contention.
Huh. So, why not? Like, if they, let's just say the Giants this year are the second wild card. And
this year, yeah.
Yeah.
What second, did I say? Second or third. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
They make the wild card.
All right. You don't think they'll be better next year?
No, I think they will. But what I'm saying is, like, Curry, the reason you don't want the next 5 years is because you don't think the Correct. Warriors will be, like, they'll be on the team in 5 years.
Right.
But they're still in a position to win now. Like, the Giants, I don't think that in 5 years will be in the place the Warriors are.
However, I think the Giants are way more set up to win in the next 2 years with this core than the Warriors are with their core in the next 2 years.
I actually kind of think they're in the same place. Like, to me, they're both clearly in the second tier in their, well, in the West for the Warriors, and then in the Giants in their own division. Because the thing is, like, the Dodgers ain't going anywhere. So you're always playing for the wild card. And that's a tough place to be.
No, it's true, but I would say that to me, it's kind of easy. Unless you get, well, if it's, who do you want in the next 2 years? I would actually take the Giants core of Adamas.
The next 2 years?
Yes.
Okay, let's shrink it then.
Yes, I will. I would. But that speaks to, I just don't think the Warriors core can get it done. The season's too long. So I think the Warriors will probably make the playoffs next year, but I just can't, you know, after watching the playoffs this year, it's hard for me to envision them winning four rounds, but we can revisit that. The Giants, on the other hand, I give a better chance to, because their players, their three best players are at least in their primes at this point, and one of them's already won a ring, and the other two, I think we'll all acknowledge, are pretty darn good pros. Now, what, are they champions or not? I don't know. But I don't mind this Giants core right now. But the reason I don't mind it is because there's nothing, it's not against the law to add to it. You know what I mean?
No, like, I think it's same a real, for the Warriors.
Like, after, I guess what I'm saying, Evan, is after watching the Giants the last 3 or 4 years, and now looking at them and saying, all right, they got Chapman, Adamas, Webb, Devers. It's like, that's a lot better than they had 2 or 3 years ago. Like, yeah, a lot better.
Yeah, but 2 or 3 years ago, they were a sub-500 team.
Well, they basically, I look at them as being a 500 team the last 3 years, essentially.
Okay.
I think they won between 79 and 83, whatever. They were a 500 team.
Yeah.
But with the three players they now have, I think they're better than those teams. I think this team is a team that can be, that can win more than 85 games. So that would put them at 10 games over. You know, I if those teams were 500 2 and 3 years ago, I think this team's, you know, an 85 to 90 win team, which makes them better.
That's fair, and I do think that the question's better posed the next two seasons. Like, if we're looking at the cores, and I'm curious what people think, too. Like, the 650 is already chiming in and saying, always take Steph over everything.
Right.
And I hear that. But legitimately, the next 2 years, it'd be hard for me to not take the Warriors. And it's...
interesting.
I know that they have a ceiling. I know that they have their limits. But so far, I've seen that core together, those three players, win a lot of games.
It's true.
And I'm excited to see what they can do with an entire season. If you're telling me I don't have to worry about the years after their contracts are up, yeah, give me Curry, Draymond, and Jimmy over Adamas, Chapman, and Devers. Even though the Giants players, you're right, like they're more in their prime. I just think the Warriors core can.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting question. 888-957-9570 is the number. Rizzotto, if I were to ask you about the cores of the Giants and the Warriors, Curry, Draymond Green, Butler versus Adamas, Devers, and I'm saying these names too fast, Adamas, Devers, and Chapman. And couldn't we just break it down into like what, you know, which team do you think, isn't it coming down to which team you think is going to have more success the next 2 years?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Rizzotto. That was a terrible question. It's why I'm no longer in journalism because it was too long. But what's your answer?
Journalist with words.
I thought it was a good question. So my inclination is to go with the group that's younger. But at the same time, in baseball, it takes more than just three guys to win a championship. So that's kind of what's pushing me towards picking Draymond, Curry, and Butler. So I think that's what I'm going to go with. I think they have a higher ceiling in terms of championship aspirations. Not aspirations, but more so championship possibilities, we'll say.
Right.
Than the Giants right now. Because the Giants also have the Dodgers to deal with. And I think that's not an easy dragon to slay.
That's true.
Per se. But I would say basketball, there's five guys on the court. There's more impact that's made from those guys than the three guys the Giants have.
That's interesting. I did think of that, but that's actually why I leaned Giants. Because when I look at the makeup of the Warriors now, those three guys we're talking about make a lot of the money. So when I look at the next 2 years for the Warriors, I think they're going to have to, like, the team's not going to change that much. What I do allow for with the Giants is, like, it's possible the Giants could acquire a player in the next 2 years that's better than all three of those guys, and they could swing it. I don't see a way that the Warriors can keep two or three of those guys and then get a player better who's going to re-elevate them into the, you know, into the stratosphere of, let's say, a Final Four team. But I do think it's interesting. And, you know, the other thing that makes it interesting to me is you're doing, so would you rather have the three Giants for the next 2 years knowing that they're still going to have five more years together, essentially, four or five, or do you want the Warriors core where essentially you know you only getting it for two more years? Because Draymond's going to retire and Butler's going to leave. You know what I mean? So, but when I think, I know I'm all over the place. When I think about it like that, then it doesn't scare me in terms of the Warriors' core. Because in 2 years, we all know we got to do something. Everything's going to change in 2 years. We're going to have to turn these old players who are retiring into really good young players. There's going to be growing pains, but at least everybody's going to know why.
Well, I think they're in similar places in that they're clearly a step behind their peers. Like, the Warriors are not going to pass, no matter if OKC wins the championship on Sunday, if they lose, they're not going to, no one's going to come into next season and say the Warriors are going to be better than the Thunder, or they're going to knock them off. They might, but I don't think anybody would predict that. The Giants, next year, the year after, I would be hard-pressed to believe there's a future where someone is predicting that they're going to knock off the Dodgers. Just how it is. Dodgers roster is really good. But Steiny, I'm thinking about who has the best player in their sport, given their stature. And I still think it's Curry in relation to the NBA as opposed to
Devers in baseball.
Devers in Major League Baseball. And you might say Webb is probably the closest. Maybe he's, you know, top three pitcher in the NL, you know, maybe top five in the league. So he's the guy that you choose. I'm sorry. I think that Curry is the deciding factor for me in the conversation about these cores. Like, I just give me the best player. It might be short-sighted, but that's kind of how I read it.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. An Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. I'm also taking into account, and what we're talking about here, if you've just joined us, is we're talking about the three-man core of both the Giants and the Warriors. So you got Curry, Butler, and Green. And you got Adamas, Devers, and Chapman. The three Giants players are all closer to their prime than the three Warrior players. So if we give you the next 2 years, what core would you bet on? The Giants core or the Warriors core? And Evan's taking the Warriors. Risotto's taking the Warriors. I'm taking the Giants. And the reason I'm taking the Giants is the age of these guys, but also the sport itself. The sport itself. Okay, so you use the Dodgers.
Yep.
Okay. I'll use Oklahoma City. All right. Well, when I look at the Warriors, and if their core is that three-man core, they add a piece or two. It's like, you ain't beating Oklahoma City. You're not beating them. But...
Oh, we also didn't think the Pacers could beat them.
True.
Which they might.
But with the Dodgers, I could see the Giants beating them in a series. And I could see the Giants winning it all. I wouldn't bet on it, but that's the other thing. When you get into the playoffs in the NBA, that's like you're halfway there. In baseball, I just think you have a better shot if you make the postseason and you're a wild card team.
I mean, maybe mathematically you're right, but like I think the gap between the Warriors and the Thunder, and I do agree.
Like, what's a bigger gap, between the Warriors and Thunder or the Giants and Dodgers?
I think it's the Warriors and the Thunder is a smaller gap.
Do you really?
I do.
Well, like, and I'm not disagreeing with
you. The Dodgers got like seven guys in the IL right now.
Okay. It sounds to me, though, that you're talking mostly about winning the division. I'm actually talking about, can you get there and then what? You know what I mean? Like, I agree with you. I don't think the Giants are going to win the division this year or next, nor the year after that if things continue. But, you know, if the Dodgers are winning 100 games and the Giants all of a sudden are a 93-win team in a couple years, you don't think you could beat the Dodgers if you finish runner-up in the NL West in the playoffs?
No, that's true. I mean, that's what the Padres did a couple of years ago. They beat the Dodgers, I think, 3-1 as the wild card. Like, it's not out of the question. I don't think that if Chapman, Adames, and Devers are your three best players, that's like a core that I love.
Right.
You know, again, it's not just against the Dodgers, too. I'm stacking it up against the other teams that they'd have to go through in the NL. I think it is sort of similar to the Warriors. Like, are the Warriors' best three better than OKC's? Probably not. Are they better than Denver's? Maybe. Probably not. Are they better than the Clippers? Maybe. Are they better than Minnesota's? We didn't get a chance to see. A lot of people believe so. Are they better than the Lakers? I think so. Are they better than the Rockets? They prove so. Like, I think that there's... Each team is going to need fortune to get it done.
Sure.
And I think you're right that in general, the best basketball team wins. The best baseball team doesn't always win. But that, to me, is what you're betting on more than the players themselves.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like, you're betting on the math of baseball as opposed to what you actually believe about those three players.
Okay. Because, yes, if you were saying, Steiny, generic playoff team A in baseball, generic playoff team B in the NBA, the baseball team's got the better shot at it if they're, you know, they're a playoff team hanging around the middle of the playoffs. I think we'll all agree with that. I you know, it's funny, and another factor in this thing when we're talking about the cores is when you talk about the Warriors core, three guys, I don't give them the... When I think about this exercise, when I think of the Warriors core, I'm building in, that's it. That's the core. Those three guys. The Giants core, I'm allowing for the possibility that they can add to it.
Yeah, see, I think they need someone better in their three.
And they might. And that person might become part of their core, but... It's almost like because those three guys are the core now and they're younger, if they get a better player than all three, well, now I'm right.
Yeah, but I'm not asking you about what happens if they get a better player than their current three.
No, but I allow for that under our hypothetical scenario. I allow for that.
I'm just asking you a question.
It's baseball rather than the NBA.
Well, yeah, there's a salary cap in basketball.
Watch your tone, but go ahead.
There's no salary cap in baseball.
Right.
So, yes, they could go out and get, you know, like the best player on the market. The Warriors can't do that. But I'm asking about right now. Like, Willy Adames is still hitting. I don't know if you noticed.
What do you mean?
208.
I think he's down to 202, but your point's well taken.
I mean, you still got to, like, I don't know if you've watched. The Giants won yesterday, Steiny. They scored two runs.
I know.
They scored two runs.
I actually get what you're saying.
They still can't really hit.
You're saying that right now. See, I don't think the Warriors are closer to an NBA championship than the Giants are to a World Series.
I think they're about the same. But
I do. But I do think that the Warriors' core. What? Like, the Warriors' core is probably not getting better. The Giants' core probably will get better because Adames is going to get better. Devers wasn't even here. And, you know, Chapman's going to be who he's going to be.
Yeah, perhaps. I mean, well, you would hope that Devers is getting better. I'll tell you one thing he's doing, Steiny, this year. He's walking. He's walking a lot. In fact, he's walking more than he ever has.
Well, as Guru stated, he had 55 walks for the Red Sox this year.
And now he has, I think, two walks for the Giants.
Two walks in three games?
Maybe it's three.
Is a lot?
Is it three, Pasta?
What's the clap for? Two or three?
Let me check. I'm clapping because it was made such a big deal that Rafael Devers is walking in his first few games.
Hey, look, there's nothing wrong with walking. However, I'm not paying him. Well, I'm not paying him anything. If I'm the Giants, I'm not paying you $250 million the rest of the way to walk. I'm paying you to hit. And I'm not really paying you to do a whole lot of fielding, although we can get to that down the line.
It's twice. He's walked twice.
There you go.
So he's walked two times in three games.
He's got an OBP of
which would translate to approximately 100 walks, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he's on track for well over. Maybe not well over, but just
not
over.
Not well over.
That's good.
Yeah, no, that's good, but it's not Barry Bonds.
Well,
and he was paid a lot of money to walk.
His career high in walks last year. This is actually kind of interesting. Last year was the most walks he's ever had, and it was 67. So he's going to
he's almost there
now.
He's
going to crush that one. Yeah.
So would you say he's a brand new man, or that he's probably not going to walk as much as he has been for the rest of the season because he's never done it before?
I think he's. I think he's more likely to walk here, but it doesn't make sense, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
Because you know, he was in a better lineup in Boston, right?
Let me ask you this, Steiny.
That's a tough one.
Actually, I would expect him to walk more here because there's no reason to pitch to him. But do you like guys that walk? Like, name me your top five hitters who walk. You like watching guys that walk?
No.
Yeah, neither do I. I'm paying Rafi to hit. Now, if there's not a pitch in the zone, well, to take your base, go to first. But these 0-for-3s with a walk on this kind of team, that's not enough. Like, he has more pressure on him here than he does in Boston. And that's why there's going to be some expectations for him to hit, and specifically hit for power, because that's the biggest area that the Giants need help in.
Well, Evan, you're very young, and there are things I like to tell you about that I've learned over the course of time.
Enlighten me.
There's an old saying in baseball: walks as good as a hit. Walks as good as a hit.
Mm-hmm. Not with a guy in scoring position.
If you have a runner at second and you walk, you're guaranteed to have first and second. If you have a guy at second and he singles, you may just have a guy at first because the guy got with an out because he got thrown out at home.
So you've watched these first three games, right?
Sure.
You know what they are with runners in scoring position?
They're struggling right now, but what's your point?
That I need a guy to knock in some runs. I don't just need him to get on base. You know, Devers is, he's going to be fine. I'm just saying. Yeah. Did you acquire the guy to walk or did you acquire the guy to hit?
Listen, he can do both. Right?
I think it is both, right? Walk is literally a part of your offensive approach. It is part of your offensive game.
Thanks, Billy Beane. Really appreciate that.
I'm looking at the... This is going to sound weird. This is going to sound really nerdy. I'm looking at the all-time walks leaders in baseball history.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Ricky Henderson's number one.
We can do that on the other side. But I love that. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. I'm giving you one core for the next 2 years. Curry, Butler, Green, or Adamas, Devers, Chapman. Which one are you taking for the next 2 years and why? Who's going to have more success? 888-957-9570. This segment was sponsored by Ceramani Ford. In case you missed it, the Golden State Valkyries defeated Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever in a huge win at Chase Center last night. Here's what the energy sounded like on 95.7 The Game.
Foul line, driving right alley. Blocked by Burton! Great help defense! Hayes, baseball pass ahead to Bibby with Colson to beat. She lays it in! Timeout, Fever! Backing down, back for Burton. Open 25, Butters good! 69-65, Gordon, three! Lead the game with 4:50 to go. Passing, fires a straight on three, just a little strong. Secures her own miss, goes right down the lane, and one mobility! A step through to Thornton for three. It's good! It's Burton behind the back, three to shoot, stepping back, 18-footer. Bullet Knights! Good night, Indiana! 87-77. This place is so loud that when they called timeout, they didn't even stop the clock. They couldn't hear the whistle. What a win for the GSV tonight against Indiana.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.